Welcome to the Hooper's Edge podcast, and I want to discuss three things that can hold you back from being the best that you can be. Obviously, there's many things, but these are three that have come to my mind. I've listened to some different podcasts. There's just so much out there that we can learn from other people, and it's one thing to learn. It's another thing to grow, and we live in an information age where there's tons of opportunities to learn out there. But if we're not applying, experiencing, adapting, it's really not helping us that much. So my hope for you is that you not only listen to this short video, but that you take something away and then apply it to what you're doing on a daily basis. And in this example, we're talking about basketball players. So what's one of the biggest ways that you could hold your back from being successful? Start tomorrow. How many times do yourself or others say, hey, I'm going to begin this workout program. I'm going to start getting this amount of shots up. I'm going to get up at this time. I'm going to start doing it tomorrow. Start today. Because it's so easy. Say, I'll start tomorrow. And then the next day comes. It's really not a good time. I'll start tomorrow. It's not a good time. It's not. I hear this all the time. I hear this from adults, coaches. It's not really a great time. Things are really busy right now. Things are busy for everybody. Everybody has things going on. Job, work requirements, family. But we all have 24 hours in a day. And if you start something when it's not a good time, let's think about it this way. If you start something when it's not a good time, that's going to make it easier for when the time does seem right. Things are going to be even easier, that you're going to be up and running. Man, that's a great feeling to have. So sometimes the best time to start is when things are busy, when things are difficult. So don't start tomorrow, start today. Number two, something that you could be doing that is holding you back. Avoid working on what matters most. Avoid working on what matters most. It's very easy to be busy. I could sit here in my office and do a bunch of things that have to deal with Kramer Basketball LLC. And that could keep me busy all day. And I could finish, kids get home from school, time to go have dinner. And I could be like, man, I worked all day. But did I work on the things that matter most? Maybe not. Same thing with your game. It's easy to put in time on things that you're comfortable with. It's easy to put in time on things that you know you're already good at. But you have to analyze your game and ask yourself, what's holding me back from the most from being the best that I can be? And you got to attack that head on. That needs to be your priority. It's one thing to work on your game. It's another thing to approach it in a way where you are going to get the most benefit, the most growth. And that's how we need to look at things. Like when I was playing basketball overseas, I needed to shoot. And it was tedious. And although shooting wasn't something that is always this big commitment as far as strain on my body, although I did get tendonitis in my wrist and elbow my last year going overseas because I shot too much. Believe it or not, you can shoot too much. I shot too much. I got tendonitis. And basically, I took a couple weeks to just do the minimum because my elbow and wrist hurt so bad from shooting so much. But the point is, for the most part, shooting should be pretty simple. But it's tedious. It's rep. And players will either not get as many shots up, or when they do, they're not going game speed. They're not going at the intensity level that it's going to require to pull off and shoot at a high percentage in games. They're not mentally locked in. Like when you're doing shooting workouts, especially, there's a mental requirement because it's very easy to miss shots. A little bit left, a little bit right. Especially as the farther you get away from the basket, you miss shots. You start shooting off a cut and on the move. using different moves to get into your shot, you start to add some running components into in between shots, it can be very difficult to stay mentally locked in. But if that's where you're going to get the most benefit, you just have to keep doing it. Consistency being the key. Now, I could come in the gym and I could work on a variety of things, a little bit of ball handling, a little bit of finishing, a little bit of shooting, do some scrimmaging and leave, be like, hey, it's a pretty good workout. And for most players, maybe that is the, you know, the medicine that you need. But I think of my experience playing pro and the higher level of basketball I played, the more I needed to be a great shooter because I was no longer tall. I was short. I was no longer fast. I was slow. I was no longer strong. I was weak. And so I had to look at my game and say, what parts of my game can I get the biggest bang for my buck? What parts of the game can I see the most growth in that is still going to allow me to compete at a high level? So I have to be able to shoot it at a high percentage. So when we avoid what working on what matters most, we're holding ourselves back. So that's number two. And then number three, as soon as things get hard, you change what you work on. I see this too often with players. As soon as things get hard, you change what you're working on. For example, let's say you're working on some finishes. Maybe you need to work on finishing with your left hand and finishing, you know, body on ball away, you're finishing away, extending with your left hand. And you start with some basic drills. It's working. Now you feel like, hey, I'm getting somewhere. And you go in to play some one-on-one, you go into five-on-five, open gym, whatever it might be. Try it out. You miss all the shots. You make mistakes. You shoot it at the wrong time. It should have been inside hand finish. You tried out the left hand. It was the wrong situation. You got your shot blocked. You worked on your left hand. Timing was off. You missed it. Too hard, too short. And so things just got hard for you. You got a choice when things get hard. Do you change what you're working on because things get hard? Or do you learn from those mistakes and you double down? You have to double down. Many people start things in basketball and in everything else. Say it again. Many people start things. Few people finish things. Many people start things. Few people finish things. And it's because when things get tough, we stop or we change. One of those two things happens. So it's our job when things get difficult to be able to look at it, reflect on it, learn from it, ask ourselves, are there any changes we need to make? Or is this simply part of the repetitions that I need to continue to grow? Like if you're playing 5-on-5 and you're working on that left-hand finish and it was the right shot and you just missed it. It was the right shot, you just missed it. You're on the right track. Keep going. Keep practicing. Keep working out on your own with that shot. Keep going into 5-on-5s and emphasizing working on that weekend finish because you're on the right track. And maybe because of that experience and not succeeding because things got tough, you need to make some tweaks. Say, you know what? When I was practicing without any defense, I was actually shooting the ball a little more in front of my body. When I'm going to that finish, I need to make sure I'm really getting my hand outside more shoulder instead of in front where my chest would be getting that shot off. That's going to help me get that shot off. We learn, and that allows us to train at a higher level the next time we're by ourselves in the gym. And then you test it out, you go back, you play against some bodies, and that's your process for continuing to improve. But if you change or stop every time things get hard, you're guaranteeing yourself failure. So those are three tips. If you want to make sure you're not successful, start tomorrow. Avoid working on what matters most and changing up your training as soon as things get hard. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Appreciate you guys. Positive rating review goes a long way. Get after it.